Spoils of War. One hot summer's day, I found myself standing on the battlefield. I was holding a formation of men, of whom I was the oldest, although the youngest were only 4 or 5 years below me. Some were very close to my age. On their faces, I saw expressions of nervousness, determination, and amongst some of them, excitement. I was charged with the command of this formation, and I was shivering in anticipation for the moment the battle would begin. My troops and I had loosened up, and we were ready to fight at any moment. Finally, the signal from the Supreme Commander came. The younger men, who just a moment ago had been waiting tensely, rushed headlong at the enemy, as if every one of them wanted to be the first to attack. In no time at all, fierce battle broke out. In command, my plan in the opening battle was to send forth the fastest runners as decoys, and then launch a stronger attack. It worked. The enemy began to pursue one of our fastest soldiers, who led them into a group of our waiting comrades. As they passed the line and were welcomed by our waiting team, we could see the despair in the enemy runners. The battle was only just beginning, however. It was too early to celebrate. The enemy had come up with a new tactic, throwing bombs at us. Their red bombs flew towards a vital target. If we couldn't keep up, all would be lost. We returned in kind, sending our white bombs back at the target. It was a desperately close battle, and even now, looking back, it is difficult to say who came out victorious. After many long hours, the battle entered its climax. The enemy had prepared their horses, and we had prepared ours. The enemy had veterans of horseback warfare, so I decided to enter the battle myself. I commanded 6 units in all. Leading the charge, I saw several of my comrades collapse, but, suppressing my emotions, I charged in a straight line towards the enemy general. In the end, we lost 4 of our units, but I was finally able to knock the last enemy general from his horse, and the day was ours. In the aftermath of the battle, our brave warriors received their awards. Dance broke out, and the day ended in celebration. On the road home, I walked with 4 or 5 of my closest comrades, and we talked and laughed about our memories of the battle. Just before we got to each of our homes, one soldier said to the rest of us, "My mother said if we won today, she'd buy me a new game. You all have to come and play it this weekend." Truly, these are the spoils of war.